Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio on a Friday night with a little bit later start tonight. Had a little bit of, work I did for my dad today in the yard, so I took a little bit of a break, so I decided to do a little bit later show tonight, but it won't affect anything. I am wide awake now. Tonight we got a football show we're going to do since the season started last night. I wanted to kind of get everybody's take on what exactly happened. My notes for tonight for the show, that's on the show page, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. So does the game last night guarantee Seattle makes it back to the Super Bowl? Are the Packers in trouble? How does the rest of the NFC look after last night's game? Do you have a favorite team, and if so, who? And we'll be talking about everything else in regards to football, basketball, baseball, et cetera, et cetera. But definitely last night was an interesting game. If you did get to watch the whole thing, call in with your thoughts, 646-652-4479. I technically wasn't even going to watch the game. However, I had to record for my brother, so I ended up watching it. Saw a lot of interesting things happen. I guess primarily one of the things people looked at was the return of Percy Harvin to see, you know, how he looked and how he would affect the offense overall. You knew Marshawn Lynch was, you know, as long as he's healthy and right, he's going to do his thing. And of course, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, it's the Legion of Boom. So what was the offense really going to look like this year? Percy looked really good overall from what I saw. I didn't finish watching the whole game. But what about the Packers? Because, you know, Packers did a whole bunch of moves this season. And remember, they were hurt a lot last year on defense. It looks like they got everybody back. They went and got Julius Peppers, and apparently he's playing linebacker. He's not playing like, you know, a defensive end or whatnot, so that's different. But at the end of the day, Seattle scored a lot of points on them. And Seattle, of course, is not really known as a high-powered offense. Now, if they play like that the rest of the year, I mean, really, Seattle might go undefeated, you know, if we just go by what we saw in, you know, one game. And that's the reason I'm doing this show tonight. You know, of course, if everybody knows me, I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan. So I want to get everybody's opinion on how the Falcons might match up with Seattle at this point. And again, though, it's just one game. It's the first game of the season. Only two teams have played. Mostly everybody else is going to play Sunday and then next Monday. So we'll get an idea just, you know, after one game. But these wins and losses do count. There's only 16 games in the season. So what do you think? 646-652-4479. Of course, if you are not a fan of the Falcons, that doesn't matter. You can call in and talk about your team. They haven't played yet. You can throw in some college football. Second week of the college football season is this week. Of course, tomorrow you have a lot of big games again. I know Michigan State's playing. That's going to be a big game. Georgia Bulldogs are playing again, of course. Alabama is doing their home opener, so that'll be a big game. So you can talk about that. The Braves lost tonight. As mentioned, my thoughts as far as the Braves, if they come out of this series this weekend, not in the lead of the wild card, they're not going to make the playoffs. If they get through the weekend with the lead in the wild card, I believe they'll hang on somehow. I don't know how. I don't know why I have faith in them like that. But I just believe at this point, this late in the season, if they're able to grab it, I think they can hold it. Something will happen to where they'll get enough offense to hold it. But if they get swept this weekend or something, it's over. I don't think they're going to do it. Basketball, not a lot of basketball actually, other than FIBA, if you count that, right? Right now, the round of 16 starts, so we'll see how the U.S. team does with Mexico. I believe they play. So those are just a few things we can talk about. 646-652-4479. If you're listening, appreciate it. Definitely call in if you get a chance. Definitely would like to hear your thoughts, but definitely, tune in, listen in, tell other people, register. If you're listening on the website itself, definitely log in, put your, get your information in there. So from now on, you'll get notifications of shows from here on in. I do want to go ahead and throw out there, announce I will be doing some new shows next week based on the topic, How Much Is Your Life Worth? And I plan on having a few guests, so definitely tune in for those. I have some new articles on my website. One of them is about Jerry Seinfeld, so you definitely want to check that out. Go to www.imtnworldwide.com and click on commentary or newsflash. It'd be under each of those particular headings. If you need help with businesses that you might have or thinking about starting, I'm back in the business consulting with Innovative Enterprises. So you can email me, chris@imtnworldwide.com, or you can call me directly, 706-393-8426. That would include web design or marketing and advertising and recruiting, employees, things of that nature, all that kind of good stuff, as well as some other things. So those will be my announcements for tonight. Want to talk some sports? This is a night to call in. Again, talking about Thursday night football, which I still don't understand why Sunday night football can't be Thursday night football for the one night that they do it instead of calling it Sunday night football. That's just me. I guess it's an NBC thing. I really am not comfortable with them even doing football or the Super Bowl, but that's just me. But like I said, I'm primarily talking about the Seattle Seahawks, who are the defending Super Bowl champions. Russell Wilson, defending Super Bowl quarterback, who is barely making any money this year. They made sure to point that out all through the night, how he's making his rookie salary still. And he's going to play at a high level the whole season, supposedly, right? That's what they're saying. They're trying to make something out of it already, right? These other players making all this beaucoup dollars. And he's barely making $1 million a year or something crazy. I can't remember what it was. They said it. But anyway, as of right now, Seattle looks really good. Or the Packers look really bad. Either or, one or the other. They won, Packers lost. So. I would say, what does that mean for the NFC North? You got the Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings, of course, and the Bears. How does that go into, the Packers, probably was the lead dog. They've already started off with the loss. So does everybody else try to jump in on that, try to get ahead? Again, those wins and losses do come up, even like with college football, one loss doesn't necessarily mean the end, especially now that they have a playoff. In the NFL, 16 games, you can stretch it out, but lots of times you not make the playoffs at 10-6 sometimes, right? So you need to win all the games that you can. So those are the topics. I'm going to take a break. Again, 646-652-4479 is the number. And of course, once again, I forget to open up the chat room. There could be people online somewhere on the planet Earth waiting for me to open up the chat room because they might be at work or somewhere where they cannot get on the phone. And I try to make myself available on all the avenues to be able to send in a message to. I'm going to check on the Atlanta Hawks Facebook page real quickly as well, just to make sure there is no one saying anything in particular. Nope, not yet. So I'm gonna take a break. Chat room is open. blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. You can send in messages there. And I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Don't go anywhere. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I am back, and just to reiterate, the show for tonight, talking about Thursday Night Football, Green Bay Packers, Seattle Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks handled the Packers pretty easily. They looked really good, defense, offense, all the way around. So does that mean Seattle is poised to win the Super Bowl? The odds are with them possibly to repeat. We haven't had anybody repeat in the NFL Super Bowl champion since the New England Patriots did it almost 10 years ago. So are the Seattle Seahawks able to do it? The Packers, coming back from all those injuries last year, they were, you know, supposedly Super Bowl contenders, but they didn't really look like it last night. So what does that mean for the rest of the NFC? Is it, you know, wide open except for Seattle? Or, you know, is Seattle, you know, that was just one game type of a deal? So those are the topics. Primarily, if you have a team in the NFC or the AFC, call in, talk about them. We're not talking about no Arena League football. I'm not going to do that. Baseball, the Atlanta Braves, they lost today. Again, my iteration in regards to the wild card, if they get out the weekend with the lead, I think they'll make the playoffs. If they don't, I don't think they will. Very simple. And, of course, the NBA right now is still on hiatus. You got the World Cup. The United States plays Mexico in their round of 16. Pretty sure they'll make it past them. You know, we'll get to see Aon again. He's gonna score 50 points. Watch. It's going to be horrible. So those are some topics. Now, one actually topic I'm going to pull from the Atlanta Hawks fan page was in regards to Ray Lewis getting a statue in Baltimore, and what Atlanta players warrant having. Well, actually, I pulled it and I posted it, and then somebody else posted it as well. Because when I saw it, I was like, "Wow, this is really cool." Atlanta needs to quit fooling around for Neek's statue, because of all the Atlanta players that we've ever had other than Hank Aaron, Neek definitely deserves one. He was the face of the franchise. He was the face of the city for a long time. He was one of the most dominant players in the NBA for his time. And then we traded him, of course, because we're stupid. He deserves a statue out there in front of Phillips somewhere And especially if we get to, if he's still with the franchise in one way or the other and we win a ring, he definitely has to get one of those rings as part of the organization. As far as other sports, I mean, some people say Deion should get one. I don't think Deion gets one because he wasn't here long enough. It would be nice for him to be able to get one, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I think Tripper gets one eventually. Somebody mentioned Roddy Wright. And my take on that is if he gets a ring, yeah. Yes, he's definitely been consistent over the years, and for the most part, sometimes he's actually been dominating. I think he has to get a ring, though, to get a statue in front of the new stadium in 2017, seriously. That means technically Matt Ryan might have a chance to get one if he wins a ring or two. I think long-term, he stays with the franchise for 10 years plus or whatnot. So I think, you know, getting a statue, you got to be with that franchise. I say you need to be with them pretty much your whole career, one, as far as just, you know, categories, as far as if we're going to do that. Two, you definitely have to bring something to the table, which either means you have to be dominating in your sport for a period of time, whether or not you win a ring or not to an extent, or you do definitely win a ring. And you're dominating, and you're face of the franchise. See, Ray Lewis definitely qualifies for all those things, right? So he definitely deserves one for everything he brought to that franchise. So I think that was really cool. So I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. Looks like I got somebody in the chat room. I would go ahead and just throw a quick hello, see if they respond. Maybe they have a note or a comment or something. Maybe they're at work or whatnot. Again, call-in number 646-652-4479. Feel free to call in if you're able to. I do know some different countries are able to listen in. Of course, they're not calling in, but I know people from as far as Canada have been listening in. I've seen Egypt, as I mentioned the other night online on the Facebook page, and also Europe. Where else? There was another place I said the other day, and I can't remember for all of a sudden. I don't know. Maybe I am tired tonight. But there are people from other places that are listening to the show. I'm able to track them. And as soon as I figure out a way for them to call in, I'm going to do it. I might try to do maybe something like a Skype call. And if I can get the audio right, maybe do something along those ends. I did try doing a video version of the show the other night. I'm not going to post that yet because I'm not cool with the lighting, but I will do a show completely video at some point in the future. Might not be sports related. It will probably be one of my other topics because I do other topics on the show, by the way, current events, business, things of that nature. So be looking out for some of those other shows in the future. Again, 646-652-4479. Tonight we're talking about football. If you're a football fan, NFC fan, AFC fan, sports fan in general, you have an opportunity to call in, throw out some of your ideas, thoughts, comments, whatever. This is a great avenue for you to be able to do that. I don't really shoot nobody down. Sometimes, every now and again, we call the top. Kind of crazy. I just don't lock anybody up for no reason like some people out there, right? Anyway, 646-652-4479. Definitely call in. I'm actually going to go ahead and take another break. See if I can. There was actually one person who said they were going to try to call in tonight, so I'm going to go check and see. Again, this is the other avenue where I'm going to be having some guests. Because, of course, guests always, you know, brings in a couple extra callers. And, again, I didn't plan – I plan to do this show today. although I did kind of post it a little bit earlier today than I usually would. I knew I was going to do an 11:30 show. Like I said, in the future, I will try to do some pre-planning on regards to scheduling 2-3 days in advance. But right now it's very difficult. As I mentioned on the other show, my dad has cancer. So right now I'm trying to actually plug in a lot of shows before it's to the point where I know I won't be able to do any shows for a while. So I'm trying to get in as many as I can based on that. So hopefully everybody bears with me, but definitely I want people to be able to participate. There's a lot of people just on the Atlanta Hawks fan page that I know have opinions, and you know, I'm trying to give them as much as an opportunity to, you know, utter those opinions on air. So everybody on the planet Earth and Jupiter and Mars gets to hear about them. So that way, 10 years from now, people can go back and be like, "Did you remember in 2014 when you said that idiotic thing about the Atlanta Falcons?" See, I can pull that up and, you know, prove it that, hey, you did say that. Anyway, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I'm gonna go ahead and take another little break. Got about 10 minutes for the show. Although, if I get a couple of callers, I actually might extend the show at the bottom of the hour. Or actually, it's 11:50, the top of the hour. See, I've already forgotten. I didn't start the show at 11. Anyway, this is Chris. I'll be right back. Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet. But definitely not wired. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West. Not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my weapon of choice. Please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television. To end a 1079. Get the agency late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTELLEGT. See, I would let you listen to the rest of that, but I'm going to go ahead and cut back in. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. For those who are curious, yes, that was actually me. I could do everything. People don't know it, but I can. 646-652-4479. Tonight's show is NFL-based, mostly because of last night's game, Seattle versus Green Bay. And I wanted to do a show to see what people thought. Is Seattle going to win the Super Bowl based off of that one game? They were pretty much dominating the whole game all the way through. Wasn't really close. Wasn't no fear of Green Bay coming back. Aaron Rodgers, you know. And now, mind you, yes, they had some injuries. They had an injury on the offensive line. We know that B.J. Raji is not playing all year. However, that's pretty much it as far as the staples of that team offensively. Everybody's there, okay? So if that's what it is, you know, we all can see that, okay, well, Green Bay has some holes. So do we off of one game, scratch off Green Bay as a contender? And does that give everybody else an extra shot? You know, again, 16 games to 16 games, but every win and loss does matter. So, again, just looking at that game, I mean, now one person on ESPN did mention in regards to the Seattle Seahawks home record as opposed to the road record, you know, they're kind of just okay on the road where they're dominating at home. And we know how many games you get at home and on the road. So if the Seahawks win all their games at home, but they go 500 on the road, where does that put them? Okay. Or maybe they go 2-6 on the road, you know. So all of a sudden, you know, Seattle is just 10-6, you know. All of a sudden, you know, what if San Francisco actually plays decently until they get their players back off of suspension and injuries and all the crap that they're going through right now? The other team everybody points to still is San Francisco, although I have no confidence in their quarterback at all at this point. Okay, but that's just me. You have Arizona out there, and even with St. Louis losing Bradford, they still have enough on the defensive side to make themselves dangerous. If we remember how St. Louis finished the season last year, so that's something to consider. I mentioned the NFC North already. Of course, you got the NFC South, Carolina. What are they going to do? We know that, you know, number one there has messed up ribs, but it looks like he's going to play. But do they have receivers for him to throw to? You know, what is their running game going to look like? And their defense has never really been all that hot the last couple of years. So what are they going to do? Tampa Bay, a lot of people are saying that Lovie Smith is going to do a little something there. I can't really see that just yet. I'll have to see it to believe it. Of course, you've got New Orleans Saints. Yeah, I won't talk about them at all. Then you have the Atlanta Falcons. Again, my prediction, of course, I believe they can go I think they can do 12 wins this year, seriously. You know, for what they were able to do last year in regards to on the offensive side of the ball, yes, they did lose 6 games by 7 points or less, but that was primarily because of injuries. If you ever had a team that was decimated by injuries, it was the Atlanta Falcons. You can't go through that 2 years in a row, and that's the only reason they would not do that well this year. Everybody is healthy. Primarily, the important people are healthy. If Steven Jackson is at all healthy for 16 games, or even if he's not, but if he's for the majority of the season, Falcons got a great chance because that means they have ball control, they're running the ball, they're able to get those third down conversions, I should say. And then as far as scoring the ball, again, you're going to be trying to defend Roddy and Julio at the same time with Jacquez and Antoine and everybody, Dante coming out of the backfield. It's going to be tough, you know, and if the tight ends give you anything, it's going to be tough. So then it goes back to the defense. Can we stop anybody? Again, with Aussie, all of the linebackers pitching in, Hageman, the rookie, I think he's going to do a little something for us. Croy is back, you know, Bierman, I think that's going to help a lot. We got our, you know, cornerback, safety set. Is this going to be those linebackers? Can they run and tackle? You know, we got to stop that run. We have to stop the run. We can't put no pressure on the quarterback. We better be able to stop the run. Because that helps out the cornerbacks. If you can't run and all you're doing is throwing, then you're predictable. So that's just a little quick run through. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I'm not going to get any calls tonight. It doesn't look like. I did actually send a note to the person on the chat line. He's still there, or she's still there. I guess everybody's shy. So until the next show, I will bid y'all adieu. Again, 646-652-4479. I'll go ahead and give a minute just to see if anybody calls in. I won't end the show just yet. blogtalkradio.com/IMTMWorldwide. Visit my website, www.imtmworldwide.com, and or you can call me directly, 706-393-8426 on the business tip. Until the next show, y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio.